100 to 102 Today FM
Sunday Breakfast with Alison Curtis.
Taylor Swift and Look What You Made Me Do on Today FM, 9:42 in the morning, and delighted to welcome into studio on Sunday Breakfast as my guest, Frances Brennan. Frances,
good morning.
So excited to meet you because it was about 3 years ago, another girl was working with me on the program named Alana Pollard, and she is obsessed with you. And I think you retweeted something that we tweeted, and she nearly lost her life.
Great excitement.
Exactly. So thank you very much. You have quite a few books under your belt now at this stage.
So I'm on to my third book, would you believe it?
Well, and
I never even thought I'd write one, never mind three.
But you were just telling me, so this one is actually called The Book of Household Management, and it's really, I think, like put it in such a way that people can manage it and use it. And as you say, it's one of those things that you pick up, you'll take something from it and you put down again.
Exactly.
It's not maybe cover to cover. But how you wrote it is fascinating.
How I wrote it, yeah. Because, well, I write longhand because I'm not a good typer. Like,
you'd be one finger typer.
Only one finger. You have to point out two there, listeners. It's only even one, all right? And it's when I say hello, I say H-E-L-L-L and I get three L's and I don't know how to get rid of the third L. Then I'm trying to think, oh God, what's going
on
here?
Like Mario Rosenstock. Doesn't know how to send an email.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, no, I could do that, right? But I hate typing. I just think such, when you make mistakes, that drives me mad. Then you have to go back and fix them. That really drives me mad because that's wasting time. So what I do, I have a typist here, Alison Walsh, a lady here in Dublin, and her and I have the most wonderful way of writing a book.
Right.
First of all, I generally, when I'm in the States, I go to the States like for nearly all of February and a bit of March, maybe 5 to 6 weeks, and we work away in America. But you see, in America, everything stops kind of at 5 or 6 o'clock because the travel agencies with whom I'm doing business, or if I'm doing a trade show in the afternoon, it all stops at 6. So I'm like out in Philadelphia or in Chicago, wherever I am. And so,
what am I going to do?
Yeah, finished at 6 o'clock to me is a half day because generally I'd work till 11 maybe or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So we end up at kind of a half day. So I handwrite my work or chapter, wherever I'm at the time, all right? I photo it and I email it to Alison, who types it up.
Wow.
And the next day then we chat on Skype.
And
she has it all typed up. And then when we come home, then we sit down and we put it all together.
That's fascinating.
So it's an unusual way, but it's also ideal because I'm not under pressure to do anything else when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
That's your evening.
Yeah, my evening is like that. Get maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock news and I'm away then.
And then dawn. Yeah. So tell me where, like with this idea, obviously your background led to you writing this, but did you think about it for a while?
I'm Carl Brewer Street. That's Dublin College of Catering here in Dublin. That's where I was in college. And when I was there, I bought a copy of Mrs. Beaton's book back. It's like I said, 1910 or something publication. I got it in the Green's bookshop down there in Clare Street, and it's all like about cookery and how to do things and clean pots and all sorts of things, but it's a big tome and it's much more cookery now than it is
housekeeping.
Exactly. But anyway, I always thought would it be great not to do a modern day one of those. And of course the hotel business, like you deal with 40 different things a day, an awful lot of them to do with cleaning or spilling coffee or
fixing
things. Exactly, yeah. The cistern isn't working or whatever might be the case. So you end up with a situation where you have, like those things are just natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore we decided we'd do a modern approach to that, and that's really what it's about.
And so people can apply it to their own lives.
Exactly.
So people listening at home right now, like some people love it, cleaning, like some people find it like mindfulness.
Yes.
And I mean, I have Monday, Tuesdays are my Saturday, Sundays because I work Saturday,
Sunday.
Weekends,
yeah.
And I kind of like, I like getting stuck in on a Monday going, I'm going to clean this. And I find, we have a small house and I find they're worse to keep clean than a bigger house. But what would be your sort of top tips for a happy household for people listening this morning?
Well, I did it the weekend the book was launched.
Yeah.
I was cleaning windows. I think to clean windows is great, because when you walk up to your house the next day, you see your work looking at you, looking beautiful. So if you were to do one thing this week,
Clean the windows. I hate that. That's the one job I hate because I always get streaks. I never get it right.
Ah, no. Newspaper.
Is that it?
I'm not joking. Good rubber newspaper.
Look, I've got loads right there.
Yeah, you have loads of paper, exactly. what do you call it? It absorbs the moisture, you see, and doesn't leave a streak.
Is that inside and outside?
Yeah, inside and outside, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing later?
I haven't the ladder with me, sorry. clean windows inside and outside is different because the outside dirt would be grimy dirt, whereas inside dirt might be like sticky fingers with children if there was children in the house, or, you know, steam.
Kitchen.
You know, steam builds up. You know, if you ever sit in your car and just get a sponge and wipe it across your windscreen of your car, you won't believe what comes off. You don't see it.
No, I
But it is there because it's just natural.
So newspaper is an actual thing to do.
Yeah, newspaper is a thing because it absorbs the moisture.
Okay.
Very well.
And what else would you say for people? Like, I mean, obviously tidying, and if you do have a lot of things, like clutter brings me down, I'd say.
Clutter is not putting things away as you get them.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
I'm a bit guilty myself at times because if you came to my house today, I have a lot of correspondence on the dining room table because I just haven't got to it in the last few weeks. But if you keep ahead, the problem is we don't keep ahead of things.
Okay.
So we end up it builds up and they're sort of like suddenly there's a pile of stuff.
Yeah.
Likewise with laundry and things like that. You know, if you don't iron all your shirts and you keep them in a pile.
What's an iron?
Yeah, an iron, yeah. Well, I love ironing. I absolutely love ironing. Yeah.
Is that your kind of mindfulness thing?
Yeah, well, I have friends in America, Scylla and Al in Dallas, and they love when I come because I always do their ironing. But I enjoy ironing. Do you know what I love about ironing? I love the mess before.
Okay.
And I love when it's all finished. And I fold shirts and button every button.
Oh my God.
Because when you travel as much as I do and you're on the go, you have to pop them in a suitcase and you can't have them on hangers.
Yeah, exactly.
So I fold everything.
My mom used to love doing that as well. And she'd watch her soaps and have her cup of tea and maybe her...
Yeah,
you know.
I had a girl that worked with me for many years, Liz Gain, and she was she used to come in on a Monday morning and she'd say, oh yes, I did all the ironing. I watched 3 videos. I saw 7 episodes of Kardashians. I'd be looking at her thinking, she says, go on your ironing.
Yeah.
It's the best way to watch television.
Yeah.
She says, turn on the television or put on your box set and work away.
And
she says, and then you're doing 2 things at once.
So with your idea within the book as well, and I like this as well, the idea of maybe half an hour every day as opposed to like the big
absolutely.
Spring
That's what
clean.
They keep ahead of it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's much easier when you keep ahead of it. And if you get into that sort of cycle of like, we'll do it now, you know, every day, you do a little bit, okay?
Or
you
what would be the things you do every day, for example?
Post is always, because I get a lot of post, okay?
So I try
to reply to everything when I get it that day,
okay?
Right? So, and then if you're away, like I'm away now since I left the hotel on Friday. Well, actually, I had the post done on Friday, which is great because I go back tonight and there's no post.
Yeah.
The week before I was away for 5 days, so there was a mountain of post, do you know what I mean? And I like to reply to everything personally, so I have to do all that. So if you don't keep ahead of the post, for me, it kind of goes,
anxious or
it goes ahead
stressed.
Of you.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that sort of just keep ahead of things. Do you know what I mean?
And then a weekly thing, would you, like I would do bathroom probably.
Oh yeah, no, I was going to say bathrooms would be a weekly thing.
Okay,
yeah. Or change your bed linen. Do you know what I mean? But don't let it go 2 weeks because then on the 10th day of your second week, you're kind of thinking,
it's very gross.
My linen needs a little shake up. So you get annoyed with yourself. That's the same as the windows. You see, what you would be doing, you'd be doing things that when you come to see them or come home to them, you think, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It gives you a boost as well.
And Frances, what do you think, and something comes up a lot in like circles of friends about division of labour. I don't want to get too serious and, you know.
Well, I live on my own, so I only talk to myself when I'm ironing. Okay, so there's nobody
but
around.
Do you think from your conversations with people that women do tend to do the bulk of it still, even though both couples are working or not?
I must say that males have improved an awful lot, I think, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They did escape from their mothers. Their Irish mothers are terrible because they do everything for the boys, all right? Mm-hmm. But now that people are living, or they leave home and they live on their own, so they have to get on with it. And I think they've improved an awful lot. And then if you get married or have a partner, you know, it's only fair that you share whatever's to be done. I see what I love to see now, like men out with babies in prams.
Yeah.
And pushing. Like you used to never see that years ago. My father wouldn't have touched a pram in a fit, all right?
Yeah.
So
I think
it's
my
nice
dad was unusual because he did do nappies.
Did he? Oh, yeah. Did he? All right.
But in the early 80s, late 70s.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah, so it would have been unusual.
Yeah,
no,
that would be unusual. Yeah, but no, that men have become much more able to do things and sharing. Like my brother-in-law Peter, he always we have dinner, and my sister gets up and goes into the sitting room. He does all tidy up. Always has.
Wow.
Yeah, everything into the dishwasher, does all the pots and pans and everything.
It's
great.
It's good. It's so, actually good.
Yeah, it's nice for Kate, you know, my sister, because they just she prepares the dinner and then she has the time.
They have it.
Yeah.
What about when it comes to what you have to do with the hotel and like obviously they're much on a grander scale, bigger jobs and things like that. But how similar is it when you apply it to your own household?
Well, to be organised is the thing. Now, like we decorate every year and we're closed this year, I think from the 4th of January till about mid-February thereabouts. So we have 6 weeks or 7 weeks to do a pile of work, you know. Mm. So we try to get it all done. So just the other day, there was this big parcel in the office and I said, what's that? And it was the wallpaper for January.
All right.
So like we're planning, John and I, we picked all sorts of stuff like some months back and then we ordered, okay? But the problem in life is that if the wallpaper wasn't there in January, you can't proceed.
Yeah, of course.
So you see, it's just to be organised really.
You love it though, don't you?
Yeah,
like, you really, really.
I don't even notice those things. That's just the way I am.
That's the way you are.
Yeah.
And are you going on tour? Or that happened.
We've done the tour.
Okay.
But it was very successful in Vietnam. We were in Vietnam with a party of 12 party people back in well, it was, we did it in March, but it went out in July.
Yeah.
But it was very good ratings all there. So we haven't got a nod from anybody that there's another one, but I suspect there will
be. Yeah, definitely.
But I have no idea of where, who. And please, everybody who I want to go on it, and there's a lot of you out there, I know, because I meet you on the street every day of the week.
Yeah.
I have no say in who goes. I only meet you at the airport.
Wow.
Which is
Isn't
marvelous.
That amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's much more fresh for me. And again, at your service, the show, when we're doing a new house and when I go there for the very first time, I arrive, but I won't get out of my car until camera says rolling and I walk in absolutely as I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's as it happens.
Yeah. And that's much more fresh. That keeps it alive.
You
but
know
I
it,
feel
though.
Sorry for the people that are in the house, that own the house, because when I would never be late. I'd always be in plenty of time. So I drive up like maybe for 9 o'clock at 8:30 and I sit in the car listening to the radio or whatever it might be. And I'm sure they're thinking, why won't he come in? Or what is he doing?
What's he doing?
Yeah, I don't mean to frighten them, but
Post.
I know. Yeah. He's here, but he doesn't come in.
Francis, it's an absolute pleasure. You are one of those rare people in Irish public life that everybody really loves and
you
all agrees on, and I love the book as well, and I've already had a chance to go through it a few times, and as you said it's one of the ones that you pick up, take something from it, put it down and go back to it again. So
exactly.
An absolute pleasure to finally meet you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
We'll put all this up as a podcast.
Clean the windows.
Yeah, clean the windows.
Tell them, all right?
Thank you.
100 to 102 Today FM Sunday Breakfast with Alison Curtis.